Preventing the Spread of the Spiny Water Flea. We're visiting today with Brett Shaw, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Brett, introduce us to the spiny water flea.
Spiny water fleas came to the United States in the 1980s in the bilge water from freight ships coming over from Europe, and within a decade or two had spread throughout all of the Great Lakes. And now they are moving into the inland lakes.
And Brett, what do these spiny water fleas do?
The thing that people will notice most is they make the water more green, and that is because they eat the animals that eat the algae. The animals that eat the algae are also food for smaller native fish, and so when you take away them in the food supply, you have less food for native fish, which are in turn food for larger game fish, so you can see how this creates problems in terms of greener water and degraded fisheries.
Brett, how are people going about preventing the spread of this invader?
Spiny water fleas will tend to move in the water, the bilge water, the mud on your anchor. There can be many, many, many eggs on your muddy anchor that can last a whole winter out of water. And then when you put that anchor back in the lake, those eggs can still hatch. So tremendously robust eggs. So we think, you know, not moving water and especially not moving mud between lakes is the way to prevent their spread.
Brett, is there a good way to remember the steps for preventing the spread of the spiny water flea?
Well, my 11-year-old daughter wrote a song that we thought would help communicate the threat of spiny water fleas and guidance on what steps to follow. And that might be one thing people can listen to learn the basically easy to understand steps to prevent spiny water fleas.
So clean your bilge, live well, and motors. This is good advice to all you boaters. Try this time, 'cause if you don't know how, we'll tell you. If you don't know where, it's in our local lakes. We'll use our tools to conquer the spiny water flea.
Brett, where can people get more information?
We've set up a website that you can find online at stopthespiny.com, and this has action steps that you can take to prevent the spread of spiny water fleas, also some of the science that explains the issue, and a fun video that people can share on social media to get the word out.
We've been visiting with Brett Shaw, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.